Our final score tonight at Brown. Merrimack defeats Brown by the score of 5-1. First game after the break. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, well, Scott, it seemed like one of those games where, you know, you have a lot of things to be happy about, a lot of positive things that came out of this game, but still some things that you guys can probably improve on as well.
Yeah, no. I mean, every game's like that, I think. When you win a game 5-1, obviously you feel very good about it and how you got to that point. But there's clearly things we have to do better. You know, we were better in our own end, but we got to be better than we were tonight. The thing I thought we did really well is I thought we tracked pucks and we reloaded really well, they have a good rush. They have a good rush attack. They get three or four guys into the rush. I thought it was important that we did that, and I thought tonight we did that. I thought that was a key point in the game. You know, we were able to reload as well as we did.
Yeah, and it seemed especially from the get-go right off the bat, you know, opening draw, you guys were able to, you know, like you said, if they had, you know, some sort of a push-up ice or whatever, you guys were able to break that up pretty quickly and turn it back going the other way. You guys were pretty quick on the transition in the first period.
Well, I think when your forwards reload like that, it allows your defenseman to play up ice, and that gave them very little room coming over our line, and that was critical because, you know, I watched their game against Northeastern. I thought they played really well. I liked their team. They played a ton of pace, and we had to make sure we didn't give up space, and I thought we did a good job with that tonight.
So first goal of the game scored by Ethan Bono. He's been, you know, puck's been going in the net for him lately. What's he been doing well? You know, that accounts for that.
Well, I think all three of his goals have been at the crease. He's been going to the net front and cleaning it up when he's there. He's a big, strong kid, and I think that he's just playing consistently smart. You know, he's in the right place on the ice. He's doing some real good job getting to the net front, getting himself in an offensive scoring areas, and that's how he scored tonight.
Yeah, and he almost had another one a couple minutes later, too.
Yeah, I always wish he had. You know, who knows what could happen for him, but it's great to get young players scoring because it just builds their confidence moving forward, and we're going to need those guys. So I thought it was a big game for him as well.
Yeah, you said confidence. I was going to say it looks like that out there. You know, you see him, you know, nearing the end of the first semester of his freshman year, you know, you see a guy grow in confidence, especially when he is able to score goals like that.
Yeah, and he's a big part of our team because he wins a lot of face-offs. He does a lot of things well for us. And when he scores, I just think it gives him that push. And if he can play with confidence, he can be a really good player the rest of the way for us this year. And, you know, there are big things ahead for him, I'm sure.
You guys were in control of much of that first period. You had some pretty good chances that their goalie made some, you know, very good saves on. And then you got the 5-on-3 late in the period, and then you were able to cash in on that.
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous the way their goaltender was playing, you know, and we were sometimes you overpass in those situations, a guy's playing that well, and we started to do that, but then we obviously got the power play, we got a break there, and the guys took care of business. It was really good to see because we attacked on the power play. We didn't sit back, and that's been a kind of hampering us in the first half, so the attack, I thought, by the power play was very good.
And I thought maybe one of the keys to the game is, you know, at that point it's 2-0, you know, still a tight game at that point, but the back end of the, after the 5-on-3, you guys end up scoring on that one as well, tied, they don't get the goal, but, you know, the guy who ended up being our warrior of the game tonight, Christian Felton, he, you know, assisted on the first goal, made a lot of big defensive plays, but on that shift there where Dano scored the goal, he made a couple of plays to keep the puck in the zone and ends up setting up that goal.
Yeah, it's so big when a guy keeps the puck in, because when you do that, their four guys are getting tired. You know, they've been on the ice a little while, and he gave Ty the opportunity to get that, and that was a big shot by Ty. And the good thing is, that, you know, when he's another young player scoring, you know, and that means both power play units scored, and that's really positive. I mean, it's hard to have that happen, but when it happens in that situation, that's very positive.
Yeah, and you know, 2-0 going to the locker room versus 3-0. That's a pretty big difference, especially on the road.
Yeah, and for both teams, you know, it's hard for them when you get down. We've had that happen to us, down 3-0 and after one, and it's just tough to get the belief where you want it to be. And for us, it allowed us to play a little bit more freely. So, you know, we're growing in our belief ourselves and our confidence as a group, and I thought that was a big first period to get us kicked off.
Second period, of course, they had some pushback, especially playing at home there. That's when I thought Zach Bogiel had to make some of his biggest saves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In the 5-1 win, the thing that sometimes gets lost is how well our goalie did play. You know, he made about 3 or 4 win saves, meaning if we let them score at the end of the first period or in the second period, it was still 3-0. It's a whole different game, but he made a couple big saves and allowed us to stretch it out.
And then Trevor Gravel gets the goal to give you guys some more room there at 4-0. Pretty nice play by him to score that goal.
Yeah, I love the way we played offense on that shift. I mean, the guys really played well. They kept the chain together, and you know, he made a really nice play to score. You know, a little bit of a head fake behind the net. I think the goalie didn't think he was coming around, and he got to the post faster than he did.
So I guess overall, you know, how do you assess this game, first game back after the break, first game you guys have played in, what, about 3 weeks or so?
end of the day, winning's a lot better than losing, so it feels great to come here and get a W. Last time we played Brown, our team was in a different place, but we lost big. So I think it was important for us, and I think our team is getting closer to who we want to be. And not just because of this game, but we had a really good week of practice. The guys came back from break in a real positive manner. I'm excited for what this team might be able to do in the second half.
I was going to say, too, I thought the fifth goal was something maybe, you know, to build off of as well. I mean, Matt Capone, he sometimes, you know, seems like he's trying to do a lot, but on that play he took it deep and was able to find Frank Jurasevic. Another defenseman comes in to score the goal. You know, good presence of mind, I thought, from Capone to set him up, and then Jurasevic stepping up into the play as well.
Yeah, no, it was a real good play by Matty, and honestly, I thought that Alex, Matt, and David did a really good job of just creating opportunities, and not just for themselves. You know, at times I thought they overpassed. They looked like they wanted to give it to the other guy instead of just driving it to the hole, but, you know, they're going to grow in their chemistry, and as we know from a year ago, Alex and Matt can be electric together, and that's going to be a real positive for us moving forward if we can continue to play that way, and if we can continue to get healthy and get some of our depth guys and playing better and playing more, I think we'll continue to grow.
All right, thanks, Scott. At home against Stonehill on Sunday. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.